And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Kooser, born Ames, Iowa, 1939, earned his living working in the insurance industry, rose early every morning so he could write poetry for an hour and a half. His latest collection is The Bell in the Bridge. It was 100 years ago today, the First Lady of Song was born, Ella Fitzgerald, Newport News, Virginia, 1917. Got her start at Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. She was 17. She was going to dance, but there was a pretty good dancing act right before her, so she decided to sing instead. It was on this day, 1928, Buddy, the first seeing eye dog, was presented to Morris S. Frank, who had lost the use of his eyes. He'd been using a young boy as a guide, but the boy got bored easily. So, 19 years old, Mr. Frank contacted a woman in Germany who was training dogs to be guides for World War I veterans who had been blinded on the battlefield by mustard gas, and Buddy was shipped over to the United States to become Mr. Frank's companion. It's the birthday of Oliver Cromwell, born in Huntingdonshire, England, 1599. He led the Puritan side in the English Civil War, which led to the beheading of King Charles I in 1649, and Cromwell became Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, Scotland, and Ireland. He was an outspoken Puritan, created the Blue Laws in England, which prohibited swearing, drunkenness, adultery, and blasphemy. And it was on this date in 1831, the New York and Harlem Railroad Company was founded. First line opened the year after, ran for a mile along the Bowery from Prince Street to 14th Street, later extended into Harlem. Horses pulling streetcars. Now the route is part of the Metro North Commuter Rail System's Harlem Line. Here's a poem for today by Samuel Hazo, The Necessary Brevity of Pleasures. Prolonged, they slacken into pain or sadness in accordance with the law of apples. One apple satisfies, two apples cloy, three apples glut. Call it a tug of war between enough and more than enough, between sufficiency and greed, between the stay-at-homers and globe-trotting see-the-worlders, like lovers seeking heaven in excess, the hopelessly insatiable. Forget how passion sharpens appetites, that gross indulgence numbs. Result, the haves have not what all the have-nots have, since much of having is the need to have. Even my dog knows that, and more than that. He slumbers in a moon of sunlight, scratches his twitches and itches in measure, savors every bite of grub with equal gratitude, and stays determinedly in place unless what's suddenly exciting happens. Viewing mere change as threatening, he relishes a few undoubtable and proven pleasures to enjoy each day in sequence and with canine moderation. They're there for him in waiting, and he never wears them out. A poem by Samuel Hazo, The Necessary Brevity of Pleasures, from his collection A Flight to Elsewhere, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.